March is Women's History Month, and commentator Mark Anthony Neal remembers the music of history maker Nina Simone, a woman and artist whose songs inspired a generation.
With the recent release of the recording Forever Young, Gifted and Black, Songs of Freedom and Spirit, I was reminded of the legacy of Nina Simone. The vocalist and activist who died in April of 2003 continues to have a presence in contemporary American culture, as her music and activist spirit has been referenced in recent years by artists like Talib Kweli.
We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. You smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dome.
Kanye West, Masters at Work, Lauryn Hill, and even the Dixie Chicks. Indeed, the recent deaths of Rosa Parks and Coretta Scott King recall an era when Simone was often thought to be the voice of the civil rights movement, with songs like Mississippi Goddamn, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, and Why the King of Love is Dead, her musical eulogy for Martin Luther King Jr. My memories of Nina Simone go back to my earliest childhood when I first heard her song, To Be Young, Gifted and Black. The song was written by Simone and her longtime musical director, Weldon Irving Jr., in 1969, as a tribute to Simone's friend, the playwright Lorraine Hansberry. Hansberry was the author of A Raisin in the Sun, the first drama by an African-American woman to appear on Broadway. To Be Young, Gifted, and Black was also the title of a play that featured Hansberry's own autobiographical writings. At the time that it was recorded, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black had a particular resonance. It was, in many ways, the first post-civil rights anthem, as it imagined the possibilities that so many of us would have in the aftermath of the political struggles of the late 1950s and 1960s. Hearing the Nina Simone single on my parents' old record player, it was as if the song demanded that I take full advantage of the opportunities that were surely coming our way. And I wasn't the only one who felt this. As musician Michelle Indegiocello told the Los Angeles Times at the time of Simone's death, quote, there's no telling how many lives she touched with the simple affirmation of the beauty of being young, gifted, and black. Further proof of Indegiocello's comments can be found in a number of versions of the song that were performed in the immediate aftermath of Simone's recording, including stirring versions by Donny Hathaway and Aretha Franklin. Franklin's version of the song was later featured in John Singleton's film, Higher Learning, which again highlights the impact the song had on a generation of blacks who came of age in the years after the watershed moments of the civil rights and black power movements. I often look back nostalgically at those days when I was a child and try to remember what it was like when both the folks in my community and the music that blared from the stereo not only encouraged me to be successful, but implored me to do so, because I was young and black and presumed to be gifted. As we lament the so-called failings of the hip-hop generation, perhaps we should remember Nina Simone's simple gesture and take a moment to remind them that they too are young, gifted, and black.
Mark Anthony Neal is an associate professor at Duke University.